This week, there is no Parshas HaShavua, at least not in Chutz La'aretz, because it's the Yom Tov of Shavuos coming up this weekend in Chutz La'aretz, 2 days, Friday and Shabbos. Interestingly, in Eretz Yisrael, Friday is the one day of Shavuos, Shabbos is a, quote, ordinary Shabbos, and it's Parshas Noso. But for us who live in the Golos, Parshas Noso is yet more than a week away. And today we turn our attention to what we will be reading and celebrating this weekend, Friday and Shabbos, namely the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And I would like to share with you some of the thoughts, but really some of the feelings, as opposed to thoughts, which are expressed by Rav Kook in a brief essay he writes about Chag HaShavuos, about the holiday of Shavuos, which is to be found in his work Olas Re'iyah, which is a commentary on the Siddur. And there on page Shin Hei, he has a little essay. In his Rav Kook, as you know, besides being a Mekubal, a mystic, and an outstanding Talmud Chacham, one of the true great Gedolei Torah of recent generations, and a leader of his people, the first chief rabbi of the land of Israel, and so many other things, was also a poet. And sometimes it pays for us, particularly when the Yom Tov comes along, to expose ourselves, really to immerse ourselves in poetry, the language, the beautiful language of the Tanakh, of Chazal, and of various Gedolei Yisrael through the ages. So Rav Kook writes that the whole world, the whole universe, the whole cosmos kind of comes alive with the holiday of Shavuos. Ma she'tzadikim margishim b'tochiyus levovom b'Shavuos, that which the tzadikim, the righteous, feel in their innermost hearts on Shavuos, ein kol ha'olam kulo kedai lo. For the whole world and all its pleasures cannot match the special regesh, the special feeling which those who can appreciate Shavuos feel during Shavuos. Kol ha'olam sameach, the whole world is happy, writes Rav Kook. V'Yisroel misalim lihiyos segula mikol ha'amim. The Jewish people are elevated to be a special, precious treasure out of all nations. It's something unbelievable, indescribable. Kol echod miYisrael hu mizgaleh b'tiferes elyona. Every single Jewish person reveals himself in a lofty glory, Hadar Kodesh, in a special, special holy beauty, Ke'evan Chain, like a gemstone, She'ein lo erech lo ketzef, which has no limit to its value. That the poetry here is so, so powerful. Rav Kook is facing the power of the beauty of Shavuos with these poetic words. And then he says something which is really fascinating and deserves explanation, and I'll try to explain it my way. Perhaps I'm not doing the thought justice. He writes, "I efshar la'olam lisbol es ha'or shel shir hashirim b'shavuos." It's impossible for the world to tolerate. We cannot possibly withstand the power of the light of Shir HaShirim, of the Megillah Shir HaShirim, which you read on Pesach. You can't tolerate that light on Shavuos. It's too strong. Muchrochim lahastir es godel hayakor berus. We are forced to hide, to conceal the great beauty of Shavuos in the book of Rus, not in the book of Shir HaShirim. What can Rav Kook mean by this? And this is how I understand it. Shir HaShirim is the ultimate, most powerful statement of the beauty of the relationship of the Jewish people with God. It is expressed in the most beautiful poetic terms in Shir HaShirim, with the parable of a lover looking for his beloved, the most powerful of all human images, the man and woman in love with each other and pursuing each other and deepening their relationship, longing for each other, the disappointments involved when they are distant, and the rhapsody which they feel when they are connected. This is Shir HaShirim. It's powerful stuff, Shir HaShirim. And one would think that the time to read Shir HaShirim is Shavuos. Shavuos is the wedding, the chuppah of the Jewish people and the Torah, the Jewish people and God. So why not read Shir HaShirim on Shavuos? So Rav Kook is saying here, Shir HaShirim is too powerful for Shavuos. Shavuos requires, a gentler work, a gentler approach. Shavuos, the beauty of Shavuos is not necessarily one of trembling, of fear, of miracles, of Kriyas Yamsuf. No. Shavuos is, relatively speaking, a quiet, quiet Yom Tov. Eretz Yor'o Vishokoto. The land was afraid and the land was silent. And therefore, the book in Tanakh which best can fit Shavuos is the book of Rus. Rus doesn't present itself as a powerful drama, as a passionate love song, as Shir HaShirim does. Rus presents itself as a pastoral story, a bucolic story, a gentle story about two women who go astray and come back and find their place. It's so gentle, you can almost read it to the sounds of a soothing violin, not to the trumpets of a major orchestra. And that's what's necessary for Shavuos. The beauty is there, but the beauty is concealed. Mukhrochim lahastir es godel hayikor barus. The great power of Shavuos has to be tempered a bit. It has to be almost watered down. It has to be made much more serene, much more delicate. And that's why Rus is that which we read on Shavuos, rather than something more passionate and dramatic and emotional. Shir HaShirim. Yefshel la'olam lispol es ha'or shel Shir HaShirim b'Shavuos. The words of Rav Kook. It's impossible for the world to tolerate the blinding, dazzling light of Shir HaShirim on Shavuos. Mukhrochim lahastir es godel hayikor. It's necessary to conceal the great dearness, the great preciousness, Berus, in the book of Rus. I want to wish all of you a Chag Sameach, and there's so much packed into these days from which we can derive so much from the theme of Bikurim, from Matan Torah, from the book of Rus, from all that's beautiful and glorious in this Yom Tov of Shavuos. May I wish you all a good Yom Tov, Chag Shavuos Sameach.